And we wrap up our series on Voices from 2006, revisiting people who live in conflict zones, places torn by war and civil unrest. Last March, Iraqi Stock Exchange CEO Taha Ahmed Abdul Salam spoke to us about life and work in Baghdad 3 years after the U.S. invasion. Taha Ahmed Abdul Salam joins us now by phone from Baghdad to talk about what's changed for him and his city in the past 9 months. It's very good of you to be with us today. Hello?
Hello, yes.
How has the Iraqi Stock Exchange been doing since we spoke last March?
Thank you for letting me talk again about the Stock Exchange. Since these 9 months ago, many things happened in Iraq Stock Exchange, such as we have accepted as a member in the Arab capital market since last June, and in this June we have signed agreement with the OMX company, which was called 2 years ago as a company share company, to develop our market and remove it from the manual trading to electronic trading.
Mm-hmm. Yet it must be difficult to operate in situations where electricity is a sometime thing. Phone lines can be tricky. Gasoline is hard to find sometimes, and internet access can be difficult.
In my home, yes, but in the market, we are ready to that because I have 2 generators. One of them are 500 kVA, and the other is 150 kVA. I don't have a problem in the market because our plan was very careful about studying the situation in Iraq and be ready to develop the market with the automation.
The economic situation in Iraq has been extremely difficult. Obviously, something like a stock exchange can generate more and more economic activity, yet we see so many people in your country out of work.
Indeed, yes. This year, the economic is much better than the last year, especially for the companies. The private companies facing many problems in their work. You know the risk about the security situation and other things, sometimes kidnapping CEOs or board of directors in these companies, which is difficult, very hard for that company. And, you know, sometimes stolen money from banks or something like that, which is made very bad effect to the others who is working in these companies.
Hmm. Are there some economic sectors, some businesses that are doing well in Iraq?
I believe in the first step, banks are doing very well. They give a profit. They give cash dividends. I believe the central bank, Iraq Central Bank, and other banks, the private banks, are doing very well, better than the others.
Are foreign investors willing to take the security risks that are so evident to everybody and bring money into Iraq?
You know, the foreign investors are studying the situation about Iraq economy and Iraq security and many things about the Iraq. I believe there is many of foreign investors like to invest in Iraq, especially in the market, the stock exchange. I receive many emails from them. On my website, there's a location of information. They visited and they put their asking there. I believe, yes, many of foreign investors have taken the risk and they are ready to start investing money in the Iraq Stock Exchange.
If there was one thing that could improve the situation there, what would it be?
You mean in the market or in the country?
In the market.
I believe we are putting our plans and we are doing our plans very well. But, you know, we are part of our economy and we are part from our country. So we need to see many developing and many security in our economy and in our country to be standby with our working.
And one final question for you. When we last spoke, you said you did not identify yourself as Sunni or Shia, but as an Iraqi citizen. Is it it must becoming increasingly difficult to sustain that position?
No, believe me, it is Taha Ahmed Abdel Salam, not Sunni, not Shi'i. I am still an Iraqi citizen.
Thanks very much.
No one asked me that question.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you in the new year.
You're welcome, and happy new year to all of you.
Taha Ahmed Abdel Salam, CEO of the Iraqi Stock Exchange, with us on the phone today from Baghdad. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Like many bloggers, Mona El-Farah is an avid chronicler of politics, but she does it from the Gaza Strip, where she writes about conditions in the territory for her blog, From Gaza with Love. Dr. El-Farah is also a physician with the Red Crescent Society of Gaza and a human rights activist. We spoke with her last June during the Israeli occupation, and we speak with her again today by phone from Gaza. Very good of you to be with us today. Thanks so much.
Good evening.
And how are conditions in Gaza? How have things changed since June?
First, now in Gaza, it is very cold and there is no electricity. For the last 2 days, we don't have electricity. And this is regarding the weather in Gaza. But regarding the general situation in Gaza, it has deteriorated, actually. It changed. It is not the same since last June, but things are getting worse, actually. Now, for the last months, we do not have any Israeli attacks against us in Gaza. But despite of that, the poverty level increased. We are talking about 70% of the population now, depending on donations. No jobs, the economy is deteriorating, and no security too. Now, there is no Israeli attacks in Gaza, but there is Palestinian interclasses, Palestinian fights in Gaza. So last week we had a difficult week. It was between the two main factions, Fatah and Hamas. It was really bad, and tens of people were killed or injured. And besides the poverty, we don't feel safe. So the situation is all complex in Gaza. This is on one hand. On another hand, there's no hope. People here, we don't hope what will come for the future. I can't sit and dream and plan things for the future. I don't know where we are going to. This is the most dangerous thing in the human being psychology, just to live day by day, from day to another, without knowing if there's really good solution for the political situation in Gaza.
We just have a minute left with you, but it sounds as if at the start of a new year, when many people look forward to longer-range goals, it's difficult for you to envision them.
Actually, I'll just give you a simple example. I cannot plan my day. It is very difficult for me to plan something as simple as having lunch with a friend, because anything can happen any minute. So economical situation is very bad. Psychological well-being of the population is bad. No safety. So it is complex. And people started really to lose hope in the future. Hope in the future and faith in the world and faith in our own politicians and political parties.
Mona El-Farah, I can't tell you how sorry we are to hear that. And we wish you the best of luck in the new year.
Thank you very much. And despite of all that, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I know the Christmas has been the last 3 days. Personally, I couldn't write even two lines. Two simple lines to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for all our friends abroad, because I found it difficult this year. I found it really difficult for us in Gaza to do this.
Mona El-Farah, a physician and human rights activist with the Red Crescent Society in Gaza. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.